Sheriff Rowland here, but not for much longer.
I'm sorry to be calling so late, Sheriff. This is Hank Guthrie.
That's all right, Hank. What seems to be the trouble?
It's my grandpappy. He's kicking up a fuss and won't settle down. He's always been a cantankerous soul, but since we've all been locked up together in this house, he's worse than ever.
Can't Marjorie do anything about it?
Nah, she tried, but I think it just made it worse.
Is he posing a threat to himself or anyone else in the house?
Well, he did throw a skillet at Marjorie. Nearly hit her, too.
I was just leaving the office, but I can stop by on my way home.
Thanks, Sheriff. You've always been able to talk some sense into him.
Old man Guthrie again. So much for an early night.
Thanks for coming, Sheriff. You can see the state of things. Duck! Oh, Grandpappy, that was Marjorie's favorite crystal ball.
Is he?
Up in the attic, as usual.
I'll see what I can do. Whoa! Ah! Now, Mr. Guthrie, I just want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm sick of all this talking.
Then what do you want?
I want them all out of here. They're driving me mad.
I don't know if you're aware of it, sir, but there's a situation requiring all folks to stay at home right now.
But this isn't their home, it's my home.
It's their home too, Mr. Guthrie. Your son Albert left it to them.
It wasn't his to give away, I built it. It's mine.
I understand how you must feel, Mr. Guthrie, but at times like these, we all have to make sacrifices.
Making sacrifices is what got me stuck here in the first place. I should never have done that last ritual.
It's no use crying over spilt salt. You're here, and you just gotta find a way to get along with your kinfolk.
They're no kinfolk of mine. They might have took my name. They don't know a darn thing about summoning and hexing.
Now just calm down, sir. I don't want to bring the exorcists into this.
Don't you go threatening me, Missy. I've been trying for years to scare them no good relations of mine out of here. By a gobble gig, and I mean to finish the job.
And then what'll you do? You'll what?
I'll miss them.
What was that?
I'll miss them. All right, I'll miss them. Not that damn racket they call music. How can I rest in peace with that going on?
All right, Mr. Guthrie. If I tell him to stop disturbing you with Hammond organ music, do you promise to stop the poltergeist routine?
I promise.
Oh, thank you so much, Sheriff. How did you get him to stop?
I made a deal with him. I am sorry, but I have to confiscate all these records.
But those are Marjorie's favorites.
Well, Hank, I understand your desire for a happy medium, but we all have to make sacrifices.
No more sacrifices!
Well, howdy, y'all. Season 3 is still on the way, but we hope you'll join us as we check in on your favorite people and places from seasons 1 and 2. Find out how they're coping with this situation. This dispatch was written by Amanda F.T. Bowen. So until next time, this is Uncanny County reminding you that you should never inject bleach into your bloodstream, no matter what any politician tells you. You may, however, dilute bleach in water and use it to clean dried blood off your altar stone. Just be sure to wear rubber gloves.